WHKX, N4ZLK. N4ZLK. 4ZLK.
Didn't expect to get anybody this late at night. My name is Alton, A-L-T-O-N, Alpha Lima Tango, Oscar November, and I'm over in Pendleton, upstate South Carolina.
It's Shane. We've talked before. I thought that was you, but I wanted to make sure before I called you by name. We've talked before, and it was kind of late like this, I believe. I'm up here in Cleveland, South Carolina.
I really do. It's down from Caesar's Head. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, 276 and all that. I worked those 276 up on Caesar's Head a million years ago, like it's been about 50 years now, and I so thoroughly enjoyed it, and we'd go to Brevard to get breakfast and such, that, you know, young people stuff.
You talking the other morning, I think, or the other day, it might have been with Tom, and you were talking about working up there and working for WFBC, I think, originally years ago when you were a young man.
So, what do you mean when I was a young man? That's the funniest thing in the world. I cannot believe that the Lord has given me the time I've gotten. So I'm in His grace and I'm excited. I've had so much fun. Yeah, I was at FBC with Mr. Garrison, Mr. Lynn. All those guys were my supervisors. But they stuck me on the Caesar's Head so that I could babysit the transmitters. And that was a really good time. I made some really great friends back then. And it was good. And, you know, back in 1971, 72, if you were making $10 an hour, you were in a golden hit.
Sounds like a lot for that time. And see, you were talking about that time period, and I was born in 1970. So if you were old enough to be working that long ago, I figured I could say when you were a young man, and that would be pretty accurate.
I had a first bonus, second class telegraphy, radar endorsed. I was up. What else? There was something else I had back. I got my technician license in 71. That's one thing I did. And but the first phone, second telegraphy, all that stuff, that came, yeah, by the time 1970 rolled around. I was born in 1952. I can't believe my parents forgot they had a third child.
I know a guy by the name of Chuck Benz, or Charles Benz. He was a ham radio operator, and I know he worked either in radio or television around here years ago.
Yes, yes. Now I'm trying to run it through my mind. Chuck Burkhalter, I know that, and that was Gary Jackson on QOK back then. Yeah, I know that name. It's right there in the front of my mind. I'm having to think.
Remember, I think he might have been with either WFPA or WYFF, now that I think about it. So it was probably television. But I went to school with his kids. I was just curious if he was somebody that you might have known, because probably back in the 70s, early 80s, most of the radio and TV people probably knew each other.
Did. You know, Monty. Who else do I say? Mr. Duke, Nicky. Yeah, we all knew one another. And they graciously gave me a job while I was waiting on the government to give me another job, because I had a 61 draft lottery. And it went to 180 that year. So, you know, I was sitting around waiting on them. And thankfully, somehow or another, because of Congressman Dorn, because he and I were friends, they found out that I had tickets and, you know, FCC stuff. And so they pulled me out of the line and let me do a better sort of job. The one's better than going to, well, shooting each other.
Put you in a radio room somewhere over there, but yeah, that's good. I'm sure you remember old Charlie Gertz. You remember him?
Charlie Gertz is one of my greatest friends. On the day my first son was born, yeah, he and Mrs. Gertz, yeah, Charlie, and, you know, Willard Scott and I sat around with Charlie one night and got drunk together.
Come in the Ingles that I worked at when I was a teenager in Powdersville, and I knew him from, you know, the Channel 4, the weatherman. But he would come in with a buggy load. All he would buy would be wine. It would just be filled up completely filled up with bottles of wine. He'd do that, I don't know, once every couple weeks or so.
Taking it to his bar down on River Street, if you know River Street in Greenville back then. Of course, you're too young to know that. And so River Street, you know, we all went down there. I was playing pool down there one night, shooting pool, thinking I knew what I was doing. And after I'd lost several times in a row, the guy across from me said, "What do you think I did while I was in prison?" Uh-oh, he shot pool.
I guess you did get beat. No, I knew Charlie had a bar. My dad had a little side gig years ago. He would wash people's cars, detail them. And he had, I can't remember the model, but it was a convertible. It was Charlie Gertz's convertible, and we had it at the house, and he was cleaning out the inside, and we washed it real good. I still remember that. I probably was 12, 13 years old at the time.
When we all began to get older, and I think Charlie lost his wife, who was a good girl, she was a great lady, and they ran that little bar down on River Street, down in Greenville, down on River Street, but Charlie, what was I going to tell you about that? He was such a, Jesus, I've lost my fault, I'm so sorry. I wanted to tell you something about him that made a difference. He was such a grand stand-up guy. He was so good to me. He was so very good to me. And just the most unassuming person you'd ever want to see on the face of the earth. I actually, you know, I wonder about people that study that today. And I think they, back then, studied harder than the people today. I think it's much more easy for them to get their degrees in weather and such than it is or was back then when Charlie and such studied. But no, Charlie came there. Charlie was such a grand man. He really was. And I believe he went up to be with his daughter in Virginia as he grew older, as he needed a little bit more attention. And I think it was up there where he passed.
He was a nice guy. When he'd come into the grocery store I worked, he was always very friendly, you know, very unassuming. He was bigger than life on TV because he was all, you know, he was the weatherman on Channel 4 for years and years and years. And, but I knew I remember when he passed away, I didn't know where he was, but yeah, there was something else I was going to say too. About the studying, about doing the job, you know, they didn't have all those computers to, you know, forecast the models and things like they do now. I mean, I'm sure they used some type of computer, but that was a lot of looking at meters and things like that, or reading the barometer and that kind of thing to make your forecast.
Something we call Prostostenate. I cannot say it. Prostostenate. I may not be saying that correctly at all, but they had to actually be able to scientifically get the weather. Now, did they do a great job? I don't know. But I dislike so much today when they go and say, well, the European model and the American, and they go through all these models, you see all these lines running up and down the screen. I'm not a big believer in all that stuff, and I don't think their education is as well founded as it was in the days of people like Gertz and Scott, because Willard was a really great guy. And I don't think it was as well rounded back then, today, as it was back then. I think back then was much better.
Like I said, I think they're able to rely on more computer stuff, computer predictions and things like that. I mean, obviously you got to know what you're reading, but yeah, it's definitely a different time than it was when I was a young man. I'm gonna throw that out there too.
I'm going. You're born in 1970. Ain't nothing about that. I was born in 1952. My parents christened me that year in the Presbyterian church that I'm still in. And, the age is unbelievable. I'm 18 years older than you. Can you imagine that? I can't.
I still feel that young and inside. My body wants to argue with me sometimes when I get up, or when I'm sitting for a long time, but I don't know what his problem is. I know what my age is.
I do too, and I feel it often. I have neuropathy, which is rather debilitating, and I still fly, but I do not drive much anymore, let's say it that way. I just don't choose to drive. I've got a beautiful 2018 Silverado. It's got I looked at it a moment ago when I moved it. It had 39,300 miles on it. I let my nephew take it yesterday to Atlanta. I don't drive it. I've got two golf carts. Anywhere I gotta go, I take a golf cart.
Drive it some every once in a while just to keep it active, because it's not good for it to sit. But yeah, that sounds nice. I put a lot of miles on a vehicle. It wouldn't stay at 39,000 very long.
My mother and dad gave me a 1978 Volkswagen Super Beetle convertible. They pulled it out after they put it up for 27 years, and they sent it to the VW doctor, and he played with it, and they gave it to my wife and me, and it belonged to my sister. And so, I brought it in after she passed away back in 83. Lord goodness, you'd have only been a child then. You'd have been 13. Oh, my goodness. And here I am coming in from Oklahoma City, the first time I had ever been to Oklahoma City. And afterwards, I ended up owning a home there, living a life there, having a wife run a TV station there. And then we came back here to live on the farm. I sold it maybe 4 or 5 or 6 years ago. I don't know. It's been a while back. And we got rid of that. And so, just disposing of stuff that's involved in the estates of my parents. And so, but yeah, we did that. We had a good time, out in OKC. Once we got back there, but I'd never been there before. Mother and Daddy sent me to go get that Volkswagen. We got it. We brought it here. And it sits 100 feet from me right now and not for sale. Though everybody knocks on the door.
Especially if it's in good condition. Is it still, do you still get out and run it around, or has it not been started for a while?
We used to take it a little bit more up on the Blue Ridge Parkway, but it was a pain because everyone was attracted to it. I had one man come to me one day and said, show me the trunk, show my son the trunk. He won't believe the trunk on a Volkswagen bus. I said, man, I can have 22 pounds of pot in there. He said, doesn't matter, just show us the trunk. Okay, so I showed him the trunk. And, you know, my sister got this thing in the most romantic way ever. And after she died, the mother and daddy put her cars up. They put both, and they were both collectibles. I mean, really cool car, like a 300, a 1982 300D Mercedes. And they put it up, they put this one up, and 27 years later, they pulled it out, sent it to the VW people, had things done to it, like the top replaced. You know, when you leave something setting up, it goes down. Of course, this one is, what do they call it? I can't think tonight. I'm so sorry. I cannot think of the words to say. It was when the engine, I cannot say the words. I'm so sorry. But they, you know, sent it to the doctor, and they had it perked up a bit, and then they gave it to my wife. Now, in the last years, we have taken it out, gone to the Blue Ridge Parkway and such. I don't enjoy doing that so much. I don't drive it as much as I should, but it's fully licensed, fully insured, collision, everything. And that's there ready to go whenever I throw the key.
ZLK. Well, it sounds like a beautiful car and something with a lot of memories attached to it, so that sounds really good. Well, I've enjoyed it tonight. I've enjoyed talking to you again, and I think I'm going to go here, but just wanted to say hello when I heard you come on, and it was good to reminisce about some people from a while ago, and, you know, back when we were both young men. Anyway, I enjoyed it. I will talk to you later. I think it's WA4NTH. Is it NTH? I got that wrong, I know. Anyway, tell me your call again, and this is N4ZLK.
It's WA4HNT, Hotel November Tango. And I was talking about fuel injected, and I couldn't think of the word. I cannot think of the words to say fuel injected. That's a hard one to keep running if you don't drive it often enough. They just don't crank readily if you do that. So, you can have a good evening. Enjoy your night. And I'm going to get out of the way, too. I think I'll wander back toward the house. WA4HNT, we can
have HNT, that's right. N4ZLK. I enjoyed it, Alton. You have a good evening. N4ZLK, clear.
N4JBQ. JBQ. KO.
WA4HNT.
JBQ, KO4.
K4 JBQ here. KB. I'm sorry, I missed it. It was my fault, not yours.
How are you?
Doing well. Great to hear from you. Last time I heard, you were headed toward the east. Camp Lejeune, I think. I can have that wrong, but it'd be interesting to hear about that.
Not Lejeune, I'm sorry. I got, you know, Marine Base, I get, they're all the same. It's Paris Island.
So was it a pleasure trip? I'm just pretty ignorant about that.
She had to go down and do some work for the school district, for a school down there. So I did kind of a long drive for her to go by herself. So I said, come on, we'll just load up the truck and go. So we ended up down at Paris Island for 2 days.
Okay. Nice time of year to just break away from the routine, I suppose. We had some nasty weather here while you were gone. Maybe you had a little better of it.
Bad down there. It was just blah. You know, nothing. Just totally uneventful. But how are things with you?
I'll say this. I've been keeping myself busy. There's lots to do taking care of the animals and, well, to be honest, Donna takes care of me. And I'm messing around with trying to transcribe audio cassettes. Remember those things? I've got some really good recorded music on cassettes, and I'd like to digitize it so I can occasionally listen to it on the computer, maybe even on the phone. Oh, speaking of a phone, I hope you've replaced yours.
It's not quite right, but I did get it replaced. But I don't keep up with things much. Just kind of leave it laying around, I guess. Don't care too much about it, to be honest with you. Always something to do on the other end of it.
Hello, this is KQ4ARH Kilo Quebec 4 Alpha Romeo Hotel.
Listen, let me duck on out of here. Sound like frequency. Kind of busy tonight. I'm at the GFP airport picking her up from the Netherlands. Flight has just arrived, so KJ4JBQ, KO4NUE, 73 Larry. I am clear frequency.
Chad, coming back from the Netherlands. Well, I can't wait to hear about it. Thank you for the call, and we'll give you We'll look forward to speaking with you again real soon. KK4JBQ, clear.
Q4ARH, anybody copy? I'm testing the signal. QCQCQ, this is KQ4ARH. Anybody copy?
ARH, KK4JBQ, your signal is fine.
I was having trouble with the receiving signal. I saw some other radio besides me keep sending signal to the frequency. And then I figured out it's because my antenna. Now I think I fixed it.
You have fixed it. However, everybody's having some, well, a lot of cracking and popping. You probably hear that on my signal. It's unfortunate, but we cannot hear ourselves. When we press push to talk, we cannot hear ourselves speak. Well, not like you do. So we rely on each other to give a signal report. Atmospheric conditions are not good tonight. We have a coronal mass ejection that's hitting the Earth right now. And it's messing up the ionosphere. Even the ground wave, which is what 2 meters is, it's messing it up pretty good. Anyhow, it's difficult to hear you clearly, so I will let you go. Your signal is as good as it's going to get tonight. KK4JPQ, I'm clear.
My QTH is Greenville, and from what I hear, I think you are at 599, a little popping, but clear enough to understand.